Masechet Suvis Perkei Mishnechet. A Masret Isto Ayadeslet. Somebody who is not home during the week, and he supports his wife through an emissier. The Mishnah tells us how much he needs to give his wife every week to support herself. Lo Yipchois La Meshnei Kabin Pritim. He should not give her less than 2 kabin of wheat for each week, as 2 kabin of wheat is 48 basin, which altogether is 16 meals. 2 meals for each day of the week, plus another 2 meals to give aniyim that come knocking on her door. O me arba kabin sa'irim. If he does not have wheat, he can give her instead sa'irim. And he has to give her 4 kabin of sa'irim instead of the 2 kabin of chitim, as sa'irim is of inferior quality than chitim, and therefore to get 16 meals from sa'irim, you need 4 kabin. Amar Rabbi Yosef, lo pasak la sa'irim el Rabbi Yishmael, Shahaya Samach Ledo. Rabbi Yosef said, that which the Mishnah said, that if you don't have chitim and you give her sa'irim, you have to give her double, that's only according to Rabbi Yishmael, since Rabbi Yishmael lived near Edom, and in Edom the sa'irim was of very poor quality, and therefore you would have to give her double. But anywhere else, even though you do have to give more sa'irim than chitim, but double you don't have to give. V'noitin la chasi kav kidney. In addition to the chitim or sa'irim, you also have to give her a half of kav of kidneys, which is beans. The chasi loig shem and a half a loaf of oil. The kav greig rice o manas bela. And a kav of dried figs or of pressed figs. Vim ein lo. If he does not have figs, paisek l'umasan peroi mimakamacha. He can give her instead a different type of fruit. V'noitin la mita mafit umachasel. He also has to give her a bed, a mattress, and a blanket. V'noitin la kipa l'roisha. He must give her a kerchief for her head. V'chagor l'masneh. And a girdle for her hips. U'min alayim mimoi l'moi. He has to give her shoes for each moi. For the shalish regalim, as the Tana was talking about a place which is very hilly, the shoes get worn out very fast, so therefore she needs 3 pairs of shoes for the year. And the Tana tells her to give her those shoes, Yontif time, in order to be sameach her for the regal. V'kelim shachamishim zuz mishana l'shana. He has to give her 50 zuz worth of clothes for each year. V'ein noisnin la lo chadashim b'maisachama v'lo shchakim b'maisachshama. He does not give her new clothes for the summertime, nor worn-out clothes for the wintertime, as new clothes is much warmer than worn-out clothes. Ela noisnin la kelim shachamishim zuz b'maisachshama. He buys her new clothes worth 50 zuz for the winter. V'hi miskasa v'balas sehem b'maisachama. These clothes, after they get a bit worn out by the summertime, she continues to wear them during the summer. Hachafim shalom. And when the clothes get totally worn out by the end of the year, and he buys her new clothes for the coming year, she can continue to hold on to the old clothes as she wears these clothes, b'mei nidasa, as in the times of the Mishnah, and Isha b'mei nidasa wore different clothes than she usually wears, so therefore she holds on to these old clothes to wear them, b'mei nidasa. Masechet Suvis Perek Hei Mishnah Tes. Noisin la ma kesef l'tzorcha. That which we saw in the previous Mishnah, that a Baal who is not home during the week must make sure that his wife gets a certain amount of food and begat. He also has to give her a ma kesef for any additional expenses that she might have. V'echeles imo mileili shabbos l'leili shabbos. Even though the Baal is not mechuyev to be together with his wife during the week, but on Leil Shabbos he is mechuyev to eat with her, as Leil Shabbos is a Leil Oina. This Mishnah is referring to a Talmid Chacham whose Oina is mileil Shabbos l'leil Shabbos. Then ain noisim la ma kesef l'tzorcha. Ma'isi yedeh shalom. If he does not give her this ma kesef for her expenses, then she can keep her ma'isi yedeh. As we saw earlier in this parak, that besides the work that an isha has to do around the house, she also has to do ma'isi yedaim. She has to work with wool for her baal. Now this ma'isi yedaim is tachas the mezonis that he gives her. And if she has ma'isi yedaim, that she does extra ma'isi yedaim more than the amount that she is mechuyev to do, then that also goes to the baal, tachas the ma'ah kesef that he gives her. So therefore, if he doesn't give her the ma'ah kesef, she can keep the Meister Meister Yadayim, and that which the Mishnah says, Meister Yadayim Shalah, That's referring to the Maisa Maisa Yadayim, the extra Maisa Yadayim that she does, which is Tachas, the Ma'a Kesef that he gives her. Umayi Oysula, how much Maisa Yadayim, how much does she have to work with wool each week? Mishka Chamei Slam Shesi B'Yehuda, Shehen Esther Slam Bagol. When she is weaving the spinner threads, which is the Shesi, then she has to do the amount of Chamei Slam. Slam is a certain weight, which is 10 slum in Golo, as the weights in Golo were half the weights in Yehuda. Oh, Mishkal Esther Slum Erev B'Yehuda, Shehen Esther Slum B'Golo. When she is working with the Erev, which is the thicker thread, then she has to do double the amount, as the thicker threads are easier to do, so therefore she has to do the amount of 10 slum in Yehuda, which is 20 slum in Golo, since the weights in Golo were half the amount of the weights in Yehuda. V'im Haisa Menika. If she was nursing, Paisan La Mi Maisi Yadayim, then she doesn't have to do as much work as she has to do normally. Umaisipan La Amazonas. Now, on top of that, he has to give her additional Mazonas when she is nursing. Bamez Bar Mamur, Ba'ani Shebi Yisro, Avo Bamachubud, Hakola Fikbud. The amount that we discussed in the previous Mishnah, that a Baal is Machuya to give his Isha each week, that is referring to somebody who is an Ani. But somebody who is mechubed, somebody who is used to a higher standard of living, must provide his wife with a higher standard and must give her more mezainas and begadim than is mentioned in the previous mishnah.